Prime ministers and presidents may come and go, but the certainty of exemplary entertainment on the Midweek Drive and Midweek Drive Morning Editions remains.
Splendid. We'll also be hearing from our Gabby Cabby Peter Franklin later on in the production about his views and thoughts on that thing you've been having over in North America, Canada. Anyway, life continues, and you might well say that what we've got here is a game changer. See what I did there?
Yeah.
Nice.
Is that setting me up?
It was, actually. It was the ball or spheroid object was metaphorically passed across the ocean into your capable hands in Nashville.
It's no secret that I'm a traditionalist when it comes to my country music. I like fiddles, I like steel guitars, and I like George Strait. He's the king. And this guy is, if you like all of those, you're going to love this guy. He's out of Garland, Texas, and he's put out a brand new EP. And the cool thing about it, you know he's going to be really good when the guy that's producing your record is the same guy that produced people like Alan Jackson and others. This guy is so cool. We featured him as our Nashville Access Super Pick of the Week last week, and we really want to get him into Nashville to be able to do an interview with us, because we're real fans of his stuff. His name is Marty Hedden, and I think it's a name you're going to hear a lot in the future. He's really doing well in the Texas music circuit, and I think he's going to break out real big. I hope he does, because I'm a fan. This is his brand new single. It's called Game Changer. Marty Hedden is on Siren FM.
Shining in her hair, buddy, she's the one that I told you about. You know this restless heart of mine ain't the falling in love kind, but I think it might be too late for that now. That girl is a game changer, a soul savior. Devil in me's in a world of danger. This hellraiser is a backseat taker now. Since she come around, that girl is a risk taker, a wild horse breaker. When the lights go down, she's a sweet love maker. And I finally found the one I can't live without. That girl is a game changer. There's just something about her smile that drives me. The devil in me's in a world of danger. This hellraiser is a backseat taker now. Since she come around, that girl is a risk taker, a wild horse breaker. When the lights go down, she's a sweet love maker. And I finally found the one I can't live without. That girl is a game changer.
Are you a game changer, Natasha?
I hope so.
Natasha, are you a game changer?
I don't know. Maybe I'll go with I hope so as well.
Hannah?
Yeah, I'm just going to stick with what they're saying.
Who else is going to meet the rest of the Harry Potter Society as they go through the streets of Lincoln later on this evening? Very cool and very crazy. But Camo, I know you're keen to find out what our trio of terrificness actually made of Game Changer with the aforementioned Mr. Whedon. Natasha?
I thought he had a lovely quality to his voice, and I thought the song was very sweet. It was a very lovely little romantic number.
You may be interested, of course, in following up the fact that on Thursday morning, Camo, Ian Lennox always gives us the feedback on your country music choices as heard down a telephone line, which I always feel is very important in terms of setting that additional balance through the whole thing. But Tessa, Sound of Country Vision host, what did you make of the man himself?
I really like that one. It's very easy listening. Definitely. It's another one of those you'd listen to in your car, I think.
Yeah. If you're not going too far, if you're sort of stuck in traffic and travelling.
No,
it's not really kind of pacey music sort of bass thing. But, Hannah?
I liked it. I really liked the guitar playing in that one, the sound of that. It was really good, yeah.
So there we are. Traditionally, it may well have been, but Camo, ultimately, it's all sounding splendid in terms of what we're listening to, etc. Nicely put. Sweet. Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes we just wonder where we're going here. We've got so much to pack in. We don't really have time to say anything else, Camo, other than hail and farewell. Jersey coming up, Blackpool, Edinburgh, Ian Prowse from Liverpool, Phil Herdwood, Mystery Voice, and Phil Leonis. And actually, Camo, this is going to be podcast 2,999, because this very show we'll actually click that balance to the 3,000th podcast.
Oh, is that like kind of Chinese New Year or something?
Yeah. He says, choking on the fortune cookie as you said it. I don't know. Sometimes we don't know where we're going. Last two questions for Camo, please, Natasha.
Have you had an enjoyable telephonic link with us this evening?
I sure have.
And will you be joining us again next week?
You got it, baby. I'll be back next week.
Excellent.
He sounds very happy, doesn't he, Camo?
He's
always positive stuff.
He is, actually.
In an alternate dimension, when it's Mrs. Clinton in the White House, he wouldn't be so happy.
No.
Small island can only mean it's time for our top Jersey correspondent, Anna Maria Lewis, on the midweek drive.
Exactly, because she can always bring us the cure. Anna, how are you and how's Jersey?
Well, actually, I'm not well. I've just been signed off work till Monday, I've noticed that the doctor's surgery here in Jersey is full of people with coughs and splutters, so I'm not on my own.
Yeah, well, that's very good. as long as you don't have a propensity to eat out brains or other things and sort of run around thinking, me brain good, and sort of other zombie-esque sort of scenarios, because you never know. Anyway, as we said, who can honestly sort of have predicted the result of the American presidential election? Everybody. Anyway, let's go any further. Hannah, have you got any questions you want to put to Anna?
Well, I was wondering if you had any happy news or happy stories going on to cheer us all up on this sad news day.
When I woke up and switched the telly on, my heart just sank. But coincidentally, I had to give a talk today at work on infanticide, abandonment and childhood diseases.
Always good.
And that cheered me up, it really did. But I could not, I mean, everyone was sort of sitting in the doctor's surgery thinking, what have they done? God help America.
The same as we did with Brexit. It's sharing that special relationship across the land. That's the important thing.
They just wanted to top us in messing up a country.
As I said a few moments ago, Anna, you know, when you've had a lifetime which has encompassed Ronald Reagan and Donald Trump, it's celebrate and rejoice all around. Mind you, Ronald did, of course, have Nancy. I'm not sure where Ivana fits in on the whole sort of sequence. Nevertheless, Natasha, you haven't been to Jersey as yet, have you?
No, I haven't done Jersey. I've always fancied it.
Why should Natasha make that journey? Why should she come to Jersey? Again, cue your wonderful Jersey Tourist Board promotional aspects.
Well, it's a little island that's 45 square miles with a population of 100,000. It's one of those places where there's not enough space to breathe. Everywhere you look around, there's a building, a person, or a car. In fact, this is the place where there's more cars in Jersey than there is anywhere else in the British Isles. So I'm not a very good salesperson for Jersey, I have to admit.
I think you sold it to me, basically.
Yeah, there are special things about it, and, you know, I appreciate people who like outdoor sports and kayaking and that kind of thing do come here in droves. So it's lovely, actually, in fairness to people who like that kind of thing.
Lots of quality traffic jams, that's all we can actually ask for. It's great stuff.
Have you at least had better weather today than us? Because we've had miserable weather.
Oh, gosh. Well, we've had really very windy weather, which is not good news, because if I recover from this cough, my colleague and I are going to St Malo for the day on Saturday, which is good news. But the problem is, when the weather is bad, the boat, and there is really only one boat that we can take, is full of people being seasick. So we are just hoping that the weather makes the sea calm, because if it's windy and choppy like it is today, I won't be going. Mm.
And that is, again, another positive insight from the life and times of Anna Lewis in Jersey. People puking over the tops of boats, and indeed generally sort of being ill in a whole variety of other bits of pieces. Technicolour, yawn, pizza colour, pavement, all of those euphemisms can apply. Tessa, what's the resolve?
Well, I hope you've got a cup of tea and a hot water bottle with you.
Well, I managed to unearth my electric blanket, and I swear it's the best thing since sliced bread. I couldn't live without it now, my electric blanket.
Well, there we are.
That's good to know.
Well said and done. The electric blanket can actually act as a cure-all for society's ills. I just say blankets. You don't know where you are with a blanket. It's important. You have that sort of constellation scenario there. Hannah, as it's been a case of Anna having to deal with illness, would you like to put those last two questions to Miss Lewis, please?
Have you enjoyed your telephonic link with us this evening?
I certainly have, thank you.
And will you be joining us again soon?
Yes, I would love to. Thanks for asking.
And would you like some Leonard Nimoy?
Oh, yeah, sounds good. Sounds good.
Well, if I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land.
Over this land.
I'd hammer out danger.
Danger.
I'd hammer out a warning.
Warning.
I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. Well, if I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land.
Over this land.
I'd ring out danger.
Danger.
I'd ring out a warning.
Warning.
I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. Well, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning. I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land.
All over this land.
I'd sing out danger.
Danger.
I'd sing out a warning.
Warning.
I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. Well, I have a hammer, and I have a bell, and I have a song to sing all over this land. It's the hammer of justice. It's the bell of freedom. And the song is the song of love. Love between all of my brothers, and love between all of my sisters, all over this land.
And I can see Hillary holding hands with Donald even now, listening to Leonard Nimoy, If I Had a Hammer. Can't you, Bill Coles?
Yes, that's a wonderful thought, isn't it? The two of them holding hands together just before he sends her off to prison.
Yes, with a hammer, you know, to actually sort of build more rocks for the wall. Sensational! Tremendous triumvirate of talent in the studio with Tessa Snart, Natasha Armstrong and Hannah Brown. That's Hannah, Tessa and Natasha, all keenly sort of waiting on your every word. I'm curious that actually you sound nothing like Paul Hill from the Blackpool Star Trek exhibition. That's because Paul was on a voicemail and I don't know what was happening, so we thought we'll move straight to Edinburgh. William, it's win-win because, you know, to actually have gone through the scenario of correctly or incorrectly predicting the Brexit result and then on with respect to Trump, you must be on a roll, my boy.
I have, from henceforth, I'm going to be sticking to royal punditry.
Really?
So much safer than political punditry. I mean, what's going to be happening next is there's going to be a general election and Jeremy Corbyn's going to win it.
Natasha has turned very pale at that moment in time. Probably not in terms of purdah from that point of view, but, you know, who would have thought it, eh? Exactly. It's a strange and bizarre world. Hannah, as you won't be with us in the second hour of the programme, don't worry, William, it's nothing serious. She's just doing a Harry Potter thing. In fact, what Harry Potter thing are you going to be doing?
What is a Harry Potter thing? Is that some sort of Heimlich manoeuvre or something like that?
not quite. I'm on the committee of the Harry Potter Society here at the uni, and every week we hold socials so people can come along. Normally it's on a Tuesday evening, but because tonight we're going to be going on the Lincoln Ghost Walk, we've had to move it to a Wednesday. So sadly I will miss the end of Siren, but came over the beginning.
Have you taken your society to Annick, where I took my kids, where a lot of the filming was done, and where my kids had broom flying lessons?
No, but that sounds really fun.
See, this
exactly. They've also got a poison garden there for you.
Ooh.
I visited the poison garden in Alec, managed to survive, but, you know, many people have actually said, you should have tried it, you should have tasted it. But actually, when we move in 2017 to put that long-awaited date of a location report in Edinburgh to the test, I think we might actually use Alec as a sort of bridging point, actually. We will look towards that.
Fun will you have in the poison garden, then?
What fun we will indeed have within the poison garden.
It's the perfect place for a picnic.
Exactly.
Living life on the edge there.
It's the only way, really. I mean, after all, how do you know you're alive unless you've pushed and tested the limits of those existences?
We could come up with a herbal form of Russian roulette, couldn't we? You know, bits of lettuce and borage and some deadly nightshade in there too.
You've looked ahead to our plans for the bake-off competition that we were running in the Greek drive. It's amazing, these sort of things. Tessa, any thoughts from yourself about life, the universe, or indeed life in Edinburgh?
Yeah, what's life in Edinburgh like at the moment? What have you been up to?
I've got a friend who is he's a bit depressed. He's been depressed for a while and he's got on pills. Anyway, I've got this brilliant cure. Well, it's the best I can think of to do for a chum who is depressed. We are going on a walk, quite a long walk, about 50 or 60 miles over 3 days, and there's going to be alcohol and staying at whichever dumps will take us to from Melrose to Lindisfarne, Holy Island, very near Annick. And so that is the plan. I will report back whether it is successful, cure for depression, going for a walk with me.
Don't let the tides catch you out, because they can be very tricky, those tides travelling through Annick and so on.
You sound like you're talking from experience.
Yeah, absolutely, I am talking from experience. You're speaking to a northern champion. By the way, congratulations, William. You are currently in what will be our 2,999th podcast when we publish this, shortly to be followed by the 3,000th. episode/podcast.
Do I have to do to get on the 3,000th one? I mean, it's all right being 2,999, but, you know, 3,000, that's the big one.
Well, you see, for that, we've got Philip Hurdwood, we've got Mystery Voice, and we've got Phil Learness. And I think, unless you change your name to
I'll be the Mystery Voice. That's great.
Or he could come down to the studio.
Yeah.
From Edinburgh?
That is the other way.
No,
how dedicated to the cause are you to being in the 3,000th episode? Whoa. That is the question.
Hannah from Harwich does not mess about.
No.
Why do I have to come down? Why can't I just do it on my mobile phone like normal?
Well, this is true, of course, as well.
We like to keep it different here, don't we?
Push things up.
I could send you a mystery tape, actually, of me, which you could play in the studio. That would be fine. I could get it FedEx down tomorrow.
This could be just part of the rich tapestry of life, without which our lives would be just that little more less complete, really.
Yes, what I could do, Alex, is I could give you 10 questions, which would, you know, and you just have to answer them. You just play the tape, there's the question, and some of them are going to completely nail you, we hope.
Which sounds good. I mean, it's a bit like the tape we'll be playing at 5:45 on the news, is that? Oh, I don't know. Did I say it's going to be pre-recorded? Of course it will be, because we wouldn't actually claim to actually be having a live news service. It was already packaged earlier in the evening. It would not be ethical to do so. Anyway, moving on from that point of view. Natasha, any questions of your good self for our shark tooth man and general all-round bon vivant, Bill Coles?
No, I'm really excited that you're going to Lindisfarne. Lindisfarne's gorgeous. I've been there before. How many miles are you going to walk a day? Because that sounds like quite a trip.
We are trying. Well, some days it's 20 and some days it's going to be 13 or 14. But I think I haven't done the Cheviots, but up here they're sort of middling tough. And particularly as it gets dark around 4:30, I mean, you're going to have an early start. We might even have to leave before breakfast.
Oh, no.
Just a pork pie to keep us going. Anyway, Lindisfarne is interesting. Do you know how St. Cuthbert got his sainthood?
He got murdered by a Viking, didn't he? that.
No, it's, no. I mean, lots of people got murdered by Vikings. That didn't make you a saint. No, what happened was that he used to do a lot of praying. And in order to make it really uncomfortable, he would go out into the water and pray with the water freezing up to his knees. And then one day they were watching this balmy old man praying, and these two seals came up, and they wrapped themselves around his feet to keep them warm. And that's why he's a saint.
Oh, wow. That's really cool.
It's the, it's the kind of messages that, that obviously Bill can bring to the world. And the world, as I say, is a better place for it. Which is how we're obviously emphasising the world is a better place for this whole sort of system.
Well, I mean, Alex, you must have a shot at saintdom if that's all it takes.
Well, I think we're all saints after all. I mean, we've had All Saints celebrating the Feast of All Saints. We all have to live up to our goodness. That's the important thing. And it's a very positive addition that we're looking to focus on today to make sure that life continues its own way. Isn't that right, Tessa?
I think so, yes. Yeah.
So Lois couldn't make it, clearly.
Well, she still might make it, really? I've been informed.
A sort of substitute
but
for Hannah.
But she's still working on that group project. Mm. And obviously Wednesday nights is the nights they can meet.
Clearly.
But I said, you can come for an hour, you don't know.
3,600 seconds.
Exactly.
Who knows?
But we'll see. Yeah. We'll see if she turns up.
It's the Snart Sisters, a whole new series, which we're currently working on. Probably the British answer to the Cardassians. Only kidding.
Once we can get Lo in the studio, that is.
It could be part of the whole rich tapestry that we're working on. That's the important thing. Anyway, still to come, we'll be listening to our Gabby Cabby, Peter Franklin in New York, and his views as far as the election are concerned. Phil Leonis, as mentioned, will be coming up from Los Angeles. Ian Prowse will be talking about his latest single. And we might try and get Paul Hill on the production from the Star Trek exhibition in Blackpool. I spoke to him this morning, and it was all good then. But then, of course, we get his answer phone, and it suddenly turns into something which is only limited, as I'm sure you'll confirm, William. It's difficult to effectively have a sensible conversation with an answer phone. It tends to be a bit one way.
Yeah, it's going to be difficult. Not impossible, but difficult.
And that sort of sums up the whole sort of scenario in all the contemporary political milieu, global ego, inspiration and creativity. All of these things can actually just open up.
It depends what sort of conversation. I mean, it could be a typical Alex conversation, which is in fact a bit of a monologue. So it might work quite well with
what
the first
saying,
person.
Sir? Say
something.
What are you saying? I don't
say
listen.
Something.
I chunter on.
It's perfect for you. Yes, why don't you have a conversation with my answer phone? I'm afraid it only lasts 5 minutes, though, the tape, before it runs out.
Oh, well, that's 300 seconds that we can actually squeeze the juice out of every particular one. Okay. So, William, books. Let's promote your books shamelessly. Any further progress in terms of great things we could look forward to? Or as we approach Christmas and the run-up to Christmas, what would you recommend Hannah and Tessa and Natasha to seriously consider getting William Cole's books to really sort of open up their eyes in more ways than one?
Oh, Mr. Two-Bomb, definitely. That is the complete banker that young, old, and even little children, they adore Mr. Two-Bomb. A heartwarming tale about 500,000 people being roasted in Japan with a very perky, upbeat ending.
I think it was the finest text I've ever actually read. Yes, you may look a little bit askance there, Hannah Brown, but I can tell you it smashes it out of the park in so many ways. It's very well put together and still goes up there. But even for that, you could actually argue that your two online moral day fables are equally wonderful.
We obviously hope that they're okay. One is on... It's on charm and how to acquire this most tricksy of skills. It's called The Geek Who Learned to Charm. And I'm going to the Academy in Airdrie, just outside Glasgow tomorrow, to give them two basins full of charm school. Along, of course, with the shark's teeth.
Well, exactly. And it is important to actually be charming without necessarily being obsequious. Some people try to be charming, but they end up being oily, and that's not good at all. So I just wanted to put that quite clear in this particular area, because we all know, I'm so charming. I'm charming. No, that's just oleaginous. Step away from it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's, charming is not sucking up to people. I mean, charm is just a shorthand for being able to connect with people.
Only connect, as E.M. Forster once said.
Right. Yeah, indeed. You're very literary today.
I feel it's important to kind of just redress the balance in literary terms from that perspective. Natasha, would you like to put those last two questions to William Coles, please?
Have you had an interesting telephonic link with us today?
It's not only been interesting, it's been educational as well. It's been fantastic. Yeah, the old man is on rare form this evening. I don't know what's got into him, but maybe it's the election result.
The old man? The old man? What sort of chronologically gifted scenario are we referring to here? Do you see me as some sort of M character in the James Bond novels? The old man? Thank you, Miss Moneypenny, to keep those ideas to yourself. Anyway.
So I see you as Blofeld with the white cat.
Yeah, I don't really stroke pussy on him.
Meanwhile, Brown, historic Harwick heroine and hyperbolic midweek drivette.
Are you sure it's not Harwich? Harwich heroine?
What did I say?
I don't. You said Harwick. The hyperbolic midweek drivette was right. Also, I love the deep breath you took before Hannah Brown. Like you're taking a big bite out of Hannah Brown. We're keeping all this in.
Farewell, William Coles, for now.
Thank you so much.
Speak again very soon. Take care now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I've got too much on my plate. Don't have no time to be a decent lover. I hope it isn't too late. Searching for the time that has gone so fast. The time that I thought would last. My ever-present past.